We love to support our First Nations peoples wherever they are, and the interconnectedness that we share as Indigenous peoples should never be understated. And thus we turn our attention to a visitor from Australia who is exhibiting at the Dowes Art Gallery in Lower Hutt this month. Yoni Skaas is a renowned Australian glass artist whose work's held in major galleries around the world. She's a descendant of the Kokatha and Nukunu people of South Australia, and her art's informed by the effects of colonisation on Indigenous Australia, and in particular, Aboriginal South Australians. She's kindly with us for a kōrero, and I thank you for doing so, Yoni. My name's Dale, and thanks for joining us on Māori Radio here in Tamaki in Auckland. A pleasure to have a kōrero with you at Te Tuine, sister. Welcome. Tēnā koe, and welcome to Māori Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Yeah.
Am I pronouncing your name properly? Is it Yoni?
Yeah, Yoni. Yeah, my aunties call me Yoni.
Okay. Yeah,
or my nieces call me Yon-Yon.
Yon-Yon.
Yeah, so there's many names. Yeah.
Tēnā koe. As Māori, we can see similarities in style with our pre-European artistic traditions. Mm. I've always loved Aboriginal artwork, to be honest, Yoni, but you're the first First Nations Australian woman that I know who is a glass artist. Could you back us up a little and tell us a bit about your life and that connections to your culture and how you eventually ended up representing that cultural connection through this art form?
Look, I went to art school, I guess as considered to be a mature age student at 28. When I went through high school, being an artist was not considered a viable occupation. So, it wasn't what I was doing, but then I started finding glass objects in secondhand shops in Adelaide and was quite fascinated with handmade material. And I think was finding glassblowing videos online and discovered that the art school in South Australia at the University of South Australia was offering glassblowing as a subject. And so I left full-time work to go to art school. And I think for me it was very life-changing and best decision that I ever made, really. And so for me, I think glass is such a beautiful material to represent my culture, I think, and also because I come from the desert, it's has that sort of relationship with lightning striking sand and turning to glass. And so I thought, it's for me, you know, not only just physically demanding, but it's also very, it's just a very beautiful material to work with.
I have to agree. It's stunning. I was at they were building our local community centre, actually, and just here in Auckland, and they had an idea of getting members of the public to be part of creating these bubbles or balls that hang from the ceiling now of this installation. And so it sort of got us close up to the actual the glass blowing technique. So it is beautiful. And I'm sure that being able to weave Indigenous thinking into the creation of the art pieces would create something quite unique, quite special. Is that featured in Night Blindness, which I might just tell our listeners is the first showcase, the first solo exhibition. It's called Night Blindness. Are there remnants of Aboriginal thinking, First Nations thinking, into the pieces that you've created for the exhibition, Yoni?
Yep. So there's three works, one of them is called Missile Park, which is about the nuclear tests that happened in South Australia in the 1950s. And then inside those sheds, a large number of bush plums that have been upscaled, I call it, to represent our Aboriginal people and also Aboriginal bodies. And for me, that particular work was about how the Australian and British governments did these tests in secret and wanted it to remain secret. But in the bush plums inside those sheds are sort of also, I consider, time bombs, and they're waiting for history to be told or their stories to be told. And it's kind of like you're invited to, enter one of the sheds and wait for something to appear. And yeah, so it's kind of I'm also interested in military colonization of country and how areas are used for military sort of testing and not really considered, considering the local people and how it affects them. And then the other two works are, for me, are very direct, well, all three of them actually are very direct references to family stories, because also Miss Old Park, with my aunties, and one in particular was a nuclear test survivor and has ongoing health issues related to that. And so I think when we were thinking about how many, like what kind of works we would bring together, it was really interesting to think about history for me in general and how important family is to me. And so there's a smaller work called Florrie and Fanny, which is about domestic servitude for an Aboriginal women forced to become servants to their white employers and not necessarily be paid adequately, or if being paid at all, and also being told not to be, to speak their language and practice culture. So for me, it was more about incarceration. And so I have glass, there's fabric, and I have glass inside each pocket, little bush plums that represent our culture and language. And there's another larger work called Coonabooran and Point Pierce, which are large scale prints of a church at Coonabooran, which is 40 minutes south, I guess, northwest of Ceduna, where in South Australia, where my grandfather was born, and Point Pierce is where my grandmother was born. So they were both Christian missions, and those churches still exist. And on those missions, a large number of women and children and men died and remain in unmarked graves.
Well, powerful backdrops to the work that you've created. And Yonni's work's on at the Downs Art Gallery in Lower Hutt, if you're in Wellington. It opened last week, will be there until March. A number of pieces from Yonni, and really special to have an opportunity to have a kōrero or a talk with you. Over here we talk about the whakapapa, which is some would say it's a genealogy. Some say that everything has one, a history. All the names of the plants, the birds, the insects, they all have a rich history. And I'm reminded that in Australia it's often referred to as a story. A river has a story, a person, a region, a plant. And these stories are so vital to remind us of the depth of thinking, via our Indigenous perspectives. And in here you're able to tell these stories through your art practice. Thanks for doing so. Missile Park and the other pieces that Yonni's been mentioning are well worth a visit, should you be there. And Bush Tucker plays an important role in your work, as well, as you touched on too, Yonni. Are you coming over, or are you here? What's the situation? Were you here for the launch?
I've came over for the opening and unfortunately have to fly back to Melbourne tomorrow. I love being this side of the world. It's very beautiful, and I hope to be back in sometime next year, because Have very little country.
Have you ever considered some sort of collaborative work with Māori artists, Māori art glass, toy glass? I don't know how many there are, but yeah. I'm sure there'd be some Māori who are doing glass work too.
Yeah, yeah, it's something to think about, and I do, yeah, like to collaborate with other artists or other, you know, sort of do work on curatorial projects as well. So, yeah, and I'm a big believer of, you know, sort of creating long-term working relationships that, you know, through meaningful, like, connections and conversations as well. And, you know, I work with, I've been working with people over a long-term basis. You know, most of them are sort of over a decade. So it's something that I would love to do and spend more time, with Māori artists as well.
Nice meeting you, Yoni. All the best. Our connections are very strong. Our Trans-Tasman connections are very strong, and our First Nations connections are also age old. So in some ways you're coming home too by visiting us. Thanks very much, Yoni.
Lovely to have recorded all with you.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
All the best on your return home. Thank you, Yoni.
Yoni
Skars with us. Night blindness.